did well, it's rather naughty, so I'm just not going to recap it. But he was pointing out that it seems like that there are certain things that keep bringing women who would otherwise aspire to, you know, be successful or accomplished. And there's a lot of things that get in the way of that. And sometimes it's bad judgment on the women's part. And other times, you know what? It's stuff that happens with the guys. So this is a six pack of women scorned. And we say it, of course, with love and affection to the men in our lives who don't do these things. But there are going to be six songs here sung by fabulous women, kind of taking their guys to task. So there you go. If you have ideas for what you might want to hear in the second half of the show, you can give me a call at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636.
Below. You must not know about me. topless, low dancing with a beach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty right now. He's probably buying her some fruity little drink, 'cause she can't shoot whiskey right now. He's probably up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo, and he don't know. A white trash version of Shania karaoke right now. She's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's a thinking that he's gonna get lucky right now. He's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that bathroom polo. Oh, and he don't know that I dug my key into the side of this pretty little souped up four-wheel drive.
right. That was, of course, Alanis Morissette wrapping up our six-pack at noon. Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. Indeed. Alanis Morissette, You Oughta Know. And before that, we heard Carrie Underwood, Before He Cheats. Blondie gave us One Way or Another. No Doubt, Sunday Morning. Beyonce, Irreplaceable. And we started out with an oldie but a goodie. That was Carly Simon and You're So Vain. So, you know, be motivated by that righteous anger, people, and go vote. That's right. And don't forget, early voting in Massachusetts, so you can vote right now. And maybe what else you're going to do right now is listen to the rest of Something About the Women here until 1 o'clock. And then we have Crash Course for the Ravers coming up at 1 o'clock.
The last gentleman, boy, you turn me off. That's right, let me tell it, nasty, nasty voice. I don't mean anything. Oh, you nasty boys, nasty, nasty voice. I don't ever change. Oh, you nasty boys. Will this one do? I know. Say, nasty, nasty boys. I don't mean a thing. Oh, you nasty boys. Nasty, nasty boys. I don't ever change. Oh, you nasty boys. Nasty, nasty boys. Give me a nasty groove. Like this. Listen up. I'm not a fool. I just want some respect. So close the door if you want me to respond. 'Cause privacy is my middle name. My last name is Control. No, my first name ain't Baby. It's Janet. Miss Jackson, if you're nasty. Nasty boys.
That was, of course, Janelle Monáe. That was Dance Apocalyptic from The Electric Lady. And before that, we heard Janet, Miss Jackson, if you're nasty, Jackson. Going all the way back to 1986, that was, of course, Nasty from Control. Nina gave us 99 Luftballons. That was all the way back to 1984. The Breeders gave us Cannonball. Back to 1993. And my name is Jane. It's 1240. I've got about 20 minutes more on something about the women here on WMFO. And then I've just seen Brian. So Brian and Marie will give us Crash Course for the Ravers coming up at 1 o'clock.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, there are now more than 1.1 million people living with HIV/AIDS in the U.S., and nearly 200,000 of them don't know they are infected. This sad fact highlights an awareness gap and the need for education. With regular testing, early detection, and increasingly effective treatments, people can manage HIV and live long, productive lives. Visit actagainstaids.org to learn where you can get tested today. A public service message from United Healthcare, actagainstaids.org, and this station.
In my name, a person dead from such is plenty. There's no sense in getting locked away. And when I leave your arms, the things that I think of, no need to get over alarmed. I'm coming home. Is better, which one our parents love the most. I sure did get in lots of trouble, and they seemed to let the other go. A tear fell from my father's eyes. I wonder what my dad would say. He said, I love you and I'm proud of you both in so many different ways. My desk. Don't bother with all my belongings, darling. Pay attention to the list. Make sure my wife knows that I loved her. Make sure my daughter knows the same. And always remember, there is nothing worth sharing like the love that let us share our name. Always remember, there is nothing worth sharing like the love that lets us share our name.
Fire. That's what God's children do. Sacrifice love's mystery for fantasy and pleasure, doomed to repeat history forever and ever. Wayward world, I weep for thee, spinning round the sun, wellspring of diversity, your roads all lead to one road. What man has loosed upon the sea cannot be undone. Oh, what fools we mortals be, each and every one, each and every.
Indigo Girls, Burn All the Letters. Before that, we heard brand new music from Ingrid Michaelson, and that was Hell No from her new CD, It Does Not Have to Make Sense. Eliza Gilkison with Milk and Honey from Land of Milk and Honey. And we started out that set with Brandi Carlile. That was Murder in the City from the Firewatcher's Daughter, released in 2015. It is 12:55, and my name is Jane, and this has been Something About the Women. We are here every Saturday between 11 and 1, and we love our listeners. So it's Sue and I who host this show, and we also have a couple of new DJs who are joining us. We have Kirsten and we have Liz, who are going to be taking turns on the mic. So thank you to our loyal listeners, and to those of you who just stumbled upon it this morning, we are thankful. Brian and Marie are here, and Crash Course for the Ravers is coming up next at 1 o'clock, so you're definitely going to want to keep your radio tuned to, of course, WMFO in Medford. And as a reminder, a public service, the polls are open today in both Medford and Somerville, and they're going to be open tomorrow as well. In Somerville, you can vote up until 5 o'clock today and then all day tomorrow from 9 to 5. And in Medford, you can vote between 9 and 1 o'clock tomorrow. Polls are just about to close now for early voting. And early voting takes place all this coming week, right up through Friday, November 4th. So, you know, it's amazing. Over 20 million people have already voted nationally. So we definitely want to make sure that people are exercising their rights. Whatever your ambivalence may be, you know, let's not have insanity in this country. So, you know, get out there and vote. And I've got time for one more song today. We started out our show with some Melissa Etheridge, and we're going to finish it today. This is from her new CD. The name of the CD is Memphis Rock and Soul. And this is Respect for Yourself, People. Stand up.
If you disrespect anybody that you run into, yeah, how do you think anybody's supposed to respect you?
right.